evil in witchcraft is, it's all relativistic in witchcraft. Every witch or neo-pagan, for example, generally, because they're relativistic, because they're anti-dogmatic, and essentially they get to define what's good and evil. In fact, the Wiccan Rede, which is their creed, so to speak, is as long as you harm none, do what you will. And of course, when you say, okay, as long as you harm none, now as Christians, we would say that's great, yes, as long as we harm no one, that's a good ethical principle. But we know what harm is based on an objective source, what God has said, based in the scriptures. But for the Wiccan, they get to decide individually what harm is. So in the end, it's do what you will, which is why God says rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft. Because each person who practices the occult by and large is doing it not to submit to a god or a goddess or anyone else. They may associate themselves with a deity or a power or force for a time, but it's for them to gain power and knowledge to accomplish their will eventually, to gain more and more and more power and knowledge so that it's my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so when you look at the nature of evil itself, whatever the individual preference of the witch or the pagan is, that's generally, that's going to be what evil is. Because you get disagreements on even among witches. Those who practice what they call white magic or black magic or something, rainbow magic. There's many colors to magic. For the black magic practitioner, it's good for them to do evil. What traditionally, Christians or culture says is evil. But then for the witch who says everything is relativistic, who's to say that the one who is practicing evil or harming someone in their view is actually evil? So that's the problem with relativism. If one witch wants to kill another witch, there's no basis to complain about it in their relativistic worldview. So for them, there's no solution to the problem of evil. When you have a relativistic, localized god or goddess, there's no universal moral code, there's no universal morality in the world, there's only individual preference. Hence, there is no evil, there's only preference. Hence, no one can complain when everybody acts on their preference.